This order requires businesses to come up with a plan by Tuesday. That's a kind of a health and safety plan for their businesses. Many businesses and have already done this. But the plan has to include an element at a minimum that all employees and visitors to the businesses wear face coverings while on those commercial entities' properties. So it's the first step to us to directly requiring businesses to require their customers' employees to wear masks.
And what type of penalties can businesses expect if they don't comply with the order?
You know, we're going to be working on that between now and early next week. We haven't decided exactly what we're going to do here in Austin. And it's important to have something mandatory. It's important to have something that has a fine associated with it. But, you know, when we did this before associated with the stay-in-place order, we never had to fine anybody or put anybody in jail. And I don't anticipate we're going to have to do that here. Again, with all these things, virus, we ultimately are dependent on the community wanting this to happen and culturally accepting it and encouraging it. There simply are not enough police officers or code enforcement agents to be everywhere to police this. This has got to be something that together as a community we want to do in order to help preserve the opening of the economy, that we want to do in order to keep people healthy. That's how it gets done.
And why did you decide to put in place this order now?
Well, actually, we've been disappointed ever since the governor stopped us from being able to enforce our rule that made masking mandatory. We have been appealing to the governor to put a statewide mandatory order in place. And a couple days ago, the mayors of the largest cities in Texas appealed to him that if he wasn't going to do it, to at least give us the local ability to do that in our cities. So we've been trying to get this done. It was the governor at that point that said we needed to find an alternate way to enforce that or make it mandatory. The Bexar County judge came up with this idea of not directing it at individuals, but focusing on businesses. And the governor yesterday said that was allowed. So we immediately followed the avenue or path he opened.
So it seems, like you said, the decision to do this in Austin came about because of Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf's decision that he made on Wednesday. And when he put in place that mandate, Governor Abbott was then prompted to respond to that. And Governor Abbott has said that, you know, Texans cannot face civil or criminal penalties for not wearing face coverings. But after Judge Wolf made that decision, Governor Abbott said it was okay because it was penalizing businesses, not individuals. And then he went on to say that this is something local authorities have always had the power to do and that Judge Wolf, quote, finally figured that out, end quote. How do you respond to that? Was it clear to local governments that they could issue an order mandating businesses to require face masks?
I think if it had been clear that this was the avenue in order to get this very constructive behavior to be in our community earlier, we would have done it earlier. So it was not apparent to us. But regardless, it's apparent to us now. So we're putting those policies into place.
And Mayor Adler, I'm curious if you think a development like this one might mean mayors can do more. In other words, do you think you can put in place other local measures about COVID-19, like changing capacity rates or issuing stay-at-home orders, kind of similar to the way you did things before the governor started issuing statewide orders?
Well, we're taking a look at that. I mean, obviously, the governor wants us to issue an order that's consistent and doesn't conflict with his. So to the degree that the governor has put a specific occupancy number in his order, I don't think he would look too kindly on us putting in a different occupancy order, or at least he would believe that was conflicting with his plan. But beyond that, I think we're taking a look at the kinds of behaviors that he recommends that people do, and then seeing if we can make those kinds of behaviors mandatory. He recommends wearing masks, so I mean, it's obviously something that he wants people to do.
Austin Mayor Steve Adler, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for the invitation to be on.